And welcome to the Revis Rundown. I'm Gunnar Revis, and here joining me today is a very special guest. Me and him kind of go way back to our freshman year, and a lot of people are actually really shocked and surprised to see that we are friends. But without further ado, joining me today is Robert Cantu.
Well, thanks for having me on, Gunnar. I'm so super soaked that you asked me to be on this show.
Dude, I'm glad that you were able to be able to come on this show because, man, dude, it was last minute. I was like, oh, man, it's not a last resort, but it was definitely one of those, like, if I can talk to anyone easily, it's got to be my buddy Robert.
Well, good. I'm glad that I could be that person. So I'm excited.
And for those listening that may not know you, can you give a little bit about yourself real quick, like your name, major, and hometown?
So my name is Robert Cantu. I am a junior integrated marketing communications major from Hobbs, New Mexico. This is my third year at LC that I'm finishing up, something like that.
Okay. Solid. So getting into it, I know a lot of people are thinking already that, oh, this is just going to be solely about LCU.
No.
But truth be told, we've had some adventures only being here 3 years.
Literally.
And so many. It's really just surprising the things that, like, the friends that we've made, the memories, and then the people that we're still connected to, even if they may not go here still or transferred out, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that kind of thing. But just wanted to talk a little bit more about, like, hometown. Like, mm-hmm. what was that like back home for you?
It definitely was a different culture. Hobbs is known a lot for its crime, if I'm being honest. My family name, the Cantu name, like, obviously wasn't big, but my other family name was known just based off of crime and, like, all the things that come with that. You know, people knew you as, like, you're related to that name, then there must be bad. But, like, I don't have that name. My mom does, you know, but that's my family. And so it was definitely different growing up in a culture as such, finding a place for myself, finding a place in Hobbs. Like, I know Hobbs is small for a lot of people, but it's growing and it's booming right now. But on the other end of it, though, growing up there was completely different. It made you really appreciate a lot of things, especially when I moved away from Hobbs and came to Lubbock. And so it was small, different, but very rewarding into who I am now. So,
okay. So, like, being back home, what kind of, I guess, really, it's not really so much a major question. It's more of a, what really wanted you to be over here in Lubbock? Or did you know that you wanted to come to LCU at all? Or was that even an idea in, like, Robert's mind as a maybe junior in high school or anything?
My junior year, most definitely. I guess growing up, I wanted to. We would always come here shopping, and so we would take the 19th and Lubbock Christian University exit to go in, like, to West End where the Nike outlet and all of that is. And so going there to those places, I would always tell my parents, like, I'd point out the sign and say, I want to go there since I was little. Just because I was like, oh, Lubbock Christian University. It wasn't my top pick just because in New Mexico, there's we get free tuition as New Mexico residents. So I could have gone to school anywhere. I got a couple full rides other places. But LCU offered me a lot too, like, academically. But on the other end of it, I was like, oh, that's like fourth or fifth on my list. And so there was really never a true want to come to LCU. Until I was, like, praying about it, and I just felt such a strong tug when my best friend from home decided to start attending school here.
Okay. And, you know, I can kind of relate to you on the small town kind of thing, because my town is very small. I graduated from a 1A school.
Amen.
And it's just one of those things where, I mean, yeah, you don't have a lot in that small town where you're from, but it's still home. But you also want to be able to branch out and get to experience the, I guess, a full college experience. Yeah. But really, I mean, the college experience is what you make it, how you make friends, and really what you do. I mean, here in college, you determine your own success, because back in my high school, I don't know if it was the same for you, but if you were an athlete and you stood out, you could get by.
Yeah.
And there was nothing that they could tell you or whatever. Like, they'd just be like, okay, you got a C, or you whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, here, I mean, it's a definitely a different cultural change. And I mean, I bet for me, it was weird when I first got here too, because everyone was so nice. And I was just like, dude, this is not home. Like, this is not Lenora, Texas. Where am I?
Where am I? Yeah, no, I definitely.
But was that kind of like the same feel for you whenever you first got on campus and was like, wow, this is different? Or what was that like from your perspective?
I think, I don't know. It was only weird because I was like, I don't even know these people and they're being nice. Whereas like back home, everyone knew me. And so like knew my family and like all the things. And not from what I just said, like in the bad way, like, I also worked for my church full time, and half of our city goes to my church, like if I'm being okay. honest. And so like it was completely different in that way of like I had to face that challenge of like, okay, I need to put myself out there. I need to be willing to jump into this deep water and get to know these people that want to get to know me and be intentional with me, you know? And so I graduated from a 5A high school, and I just remember sitting at graduation. I graduated like 20 or something out of like 600, and it was a blessing. But the reason I say that is because there were so many people, and those were the moments when the community came together and that they knew you and they screamed and cheered and all the things. But then like walking away from that to a place that's completely unknown, like, and getting ready to walk the stage in a year from now, like, is completely crazy to think about.
Yeah. And I mean, especially like now, this is our third year here. Yes. I mean, we're both juniors, and you know, has a lot of that changed for you? Like, do you get more involved now that you, okay, like there's this community now that I'm comfortable in? Was that more confidence for you to be able to get involved, like as student body president and, you know, everything else that you're involved in? Was that what kind of helped push you to be where you wanted to be? Or was that more of a, it's kind of a plus, but I found my way.
Right. Honestly, I think for me, ever since our freshman year, I jumped right in. I did orientation, all the things. I went to all the aspects of orientation. But I think the biggest thing for me, like navigating that though, was truly understanding my why and like finding those people. Like, yes, I did find a solid community. I had you, and now like I have so many different diverse groups of friends, which are like cultures completely different in all of those friendships. But I guess like that pushed me a lot more to get involved and to join in on things. From my first time here, as soon as Student Senate was looking for senators, I jumped in on that. I opened speeches that night, got into Senate. And so now I'm serving my third year in Student Senate, in LCU Student Senate, 2 years as an exec and just stepping away from president this year.
So with all that, like even just being here too as a student, you know, I'd full-on student, that's got to be rough. I mean, taking a lot of hours and everything as well. What were some like challenges that were on the path or like in front of you that you faced while being here though, like in the beginning?
I think there was a lot of excitement for me. We became like literally best friends. Like we spent a lot of time together. And the reason that I say that is because that's how it was with all of my friends that like we were becoming friends with, and we were making friends together and then just hanging out on our own. Like there was so much excitement in that like I didn't know how to prioritize like my social life and my like academic life, you know? And, so I think a lot of like that contributed to that. And like, not saying like if I could go back and do all that again, I would in a heartbeat. But like, I guess that would be the challenge of like, how do I navigate this? Because it wasn't just with my friendships. It was just with everything else I was trying to get involved with on campus, learning that I could sing, being involved in choir, like all of those things, band. Like I did all of that my freshman year. So I guess navigating the current of that and not really letting that wave overtake me was such a huge barrier for me to climb over. But it made it easier knowing that now like I am where I am now because I've chosen to be disciplined, because you learn a lot about being disciplined in yourself your freshman year.
So if you were to know what you know now about yourself and how involved you're in, and you were to go back and tell yourself going into this freshman year that, okay, look, kid, you're going to be involved with all this. You're going to do that. You're going to be well known around campus. Like they're going to call you Mr. LCU himself and everything. Like, would you sit there and be like, really? Or would you be like, of course, like that's a given. Like I'm going to bust my butt to be wherever I want.
I think probably more of the mindset of like, I'm going to bust my butt to get where I want. I've served in leadership capacity since I was in the sixth grade. My biggest mission is to get to know everyone that I come in contact with. And even if that's like not knowing them on such a deep level, but just like remembering something significant in our conversation, you know? And so the reason I say that is because I think that that is what has pushed me really to like, okay, like, yeah, of course, like I'm going to work my butt off, you know, to get to those places where I want to be, you know? So I guess that's what I would, how I would answer that more so now is that I just want to be the best that I can be, for sure.
Okay. And so like for people hearing this who may be maybe freshmen now that are, they're getting ready to go into their sophomore year, you got any advice for people that really don't have their group or their said people or anything that maybe you could guide them to, okay, just go out there and be friends? Because our friendship didn't so start as a, oh, hey, how are you? It was like, I remember you'd said that you would have never talked to me if I would have never came up to you first.
Yeah.
Which was very like odd for me because I was like, there's no way, I'm not that intimidating of a person. That like, that's not me.
Yeah.
But like, you have anything for the freshmen that are here now going into their sophomore year or anything that you could just pass on and be like, hey man, go out there and do something?
I would definitely say, if I'm being honest, like I just think that I would tell them to get a grip and put yourself out there. And that's because that's what I would tell myself. You know, I was very timid, very scared. Yeah. And for me, like a lot of that fear of like wanting to talk to you, but like not wanting to talk to you was because in high school, like I could just tell the demeanor of people. You can tell when they played a sport for their whole life. And the reason that I say that is because like you did, you know, and I learned a lot of that about you. And so the reason that I bring that up is because in high school, like it wasn't normal. Like everyone knew me, of course, as like Mr. President or whatever. But like at the same time, I also just learned a lot about the athletes, and like it wasn't like mantra to go and talk to the, you know, to go and talk to the athletes. Like those weren't my closest friends. My closest friends were people in my math classes. I went to my math teacher's houses with a group of people. Like, and you know, Hobbs is like very diverse. We have a big Hispanic culture. And so a lot of like the Mexicans didn't play in the sports. It was a lot of the predominantly white kids or those of the African American culture, you know, like, and so, and I'm, you know, there's just a lot that came with it. So a lot of the Hispanic kids weren't highlighted, you know? And so I worked so hard to make sure that those Hispanic kids felt seen because I was in the same shoes as them.
So is that what helps you also strive to be great while being here still at OCU? You're just like, is it kind of a voice for back home? Like, guys, if you put your mind to it, you can do whatever you want. Or is it more of a sense of, they just don't have a voice, but you want to help be that voice so they can continue to grow and be successful?
Yeah, for sure. I do everything that I do now because of my little sister, you know? And the reason that I say that is because she is like my pride and joy, you know, in some ways. And the reason that I say that is because a lot of times, like, a lot of people are like, you have a sister, like you have a, like, I'm very private about my life just because I'm like, I don't want everyone involved in that because I don't want anyone able to speak to that. But the reason that I say that is because I am big on culture, and because I'm a part of that quote unquote minority, like I am, you know, especially at a predominantly white school like LCU, like my mission is to make sure that people that were in my same shoes when I got here my freshman year are seen and given the same opportunity to flourish and grow, you know? And so I'll be serving as a secretary of the Cultural Connection Committee leader in Student Senate this next year. And my main job is to focus on diversity across campus, but not just when it comes to race, but when it comes to every diverse culture, and whether that's kids from broken homes and different things, but giving them a voice to be seen and heard and a way to actually plug in on our campus.
Okay. Okay. Well, if this question isn't too personal for you, family, you mentioned it a little bit, and I know you said you keep that secretive and, mm-hmm. you know, very private, which is fine, but how have they helped you throughout this whole process? Cause I know it's a hard process. Cause for me, it was like, man, I'm leaving my mom. My mom is my rock. Like, yeah. It's going to be something just to be away. But we're not that far from home, so technically it wasn't that bad of a move or anything, but it was just like, how did your family pour into you coming into college, knowing that you're going to be only set hours away and, you know, you could easily go back and see them and everything? Or did they even really worry about you at all?
My parents know I've always been independent. I worked three jobs my senior year. And so any downtime that I had was, I was wanting to spend it with them, or I was with friends or doing different things. But my relationship with them has gotten a lot better since I've gotten to college, primarily because 3 months into college, they decided to pack up and move to California. And so this is year three, where they're not an hour and a half away. It's an hour and a half has turned into over 19 to 24 hours, you know? And so, a drive, you know, I mean, 4 or 5 hours by plane. But like, they're just not right there, you know? And so they've definitely poured into me and pushed me, to be the best version of myself that I can be possibly. And the reason for that is because they're not here, all the time to push me and to motivate me in the ways that other people like need to be motivated and pushed, which other people have that with their family so close.
Okay. Okay. Is it more of a, I mean, I bet you and your family are pretty close. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, honestly, just, you know, something happens in the middle of the night, you get that phone call, you're like, all right, I'm there. I'm going to be there. Like, yep. Whatever it takes. But for some kids that are here, they may not always have that. So is there something that you try to do, or is it like, you may not know them all personally well and everything, is there something that you try to do for other kids that you see and you're just like, hey man, I'm here for you in case you need it, or is there anything like that?
Yeah, I have a system of, that's part of what I was saying, like my mission of getting to know people, like, I want to get to know them. I want to get to know what's home like, you know? And even if that's not in the first like segment of our conversation, it carries on to, okay, we can be okay. You know, and the reason right. that I say that is because I want to get to know you. Like, if I'm going to talk to you, I want to get to know what is home like eventually, you know? Right. And you find a lot, you can tell a lot about a person just between the first two sentences that you have in a conversation when you open up a deeper question. And the reason that I say that is because for me, like, I have a system of me going and talking to these people and being like, okay, where are you from? You know, where all this stuff. And hearing, oh, some people are not even from here. They're from out of the country. Like, that's such a blessing that they chose to come internationally to play sports or do whatever, just to study here, you know? And the reason that I'm bringing this up and saying that is because that has made me more motivated to, yes, to answer that question of, yes, I do. I try to be intentional with them and let them know that they're seen, they're valued, they're heard, and that we love them here at LCU. You know, a lot of people aren't told that enough. And so a lot of people feel that they're very in the woods and, you know, in the dark, because they're not always seen and brought to the front lines.
Okay. Okay. Now, spiritually, how has LCU helped you connect better spiritually?
They've definitely given me a place of belonging. I say that because there's a lot of times, whenever you come to college is hard, you know, navigating the unknown is hard. And LCU has offered so many ways for me to get connected, to be poured into by faculty and staff, primarily like Dr. Kent, because I spend so much time with him. But there's so many people, that have pushed me to better my relationship with God, because if my relationship with God is not right, then I obviously can't fall in love with other relationships, you know? And right. So I can't put myself out there into something, especially if I'm not putting myself in something else.
Right. And that's so true. I mean, if you don't put God first, or if you just sit there and you just keep striving for these materialistic, almost physical things, you would almost in a sense forget about it. And that's one thing that you can't, no matter where you're at in life, what you're doing or what you're striving to be, you always want to be able to put God first, because I've always said this, and I may be wrong, but I've always said that there's three things that is guaranteed to you at the end of the day. And it's always been, you know, God, your family, and yourself. Because those are the three things that will always be there for you no matter what. And I'm slowly starting to learn that, you know, maybe there might be a fourth, only because there's a lot of great people, especially like you. We would have probably never crossed paths if we didn't have class together.
Right.
But thankfully we did. And, you know, we figured out that, you know, it's okay. I mean, I'm different, very, very real, and more of a, I'll tell you how it is kind of person.
Yeah.
And you're more of a, okay, maybe don't say it directly like that, but you can still tell them something.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just crazy how it all works. And honestly, I mean, I'm thankful for this friendship. I'm thankful for a lot of things, you know, that LC has taught me too, because when I first got here, I felt like I didn't belong because it was like, dude, I'm not happy like these people.
Yeah.
I am not like with the same mindset, and I obviously wasn't that clean cut, you know, idealistic of, okay, well, you came from a small town, like wasn't that. But this just goes to show that, you mean, no matter who you are, where you came from, what your last name is, or anything, that, I mean, you put God first and you put your mind to it, that you can do whatever you want.
That's true.
And whether that gives hope to the kids back home or to people such as like nieces and nephews that look up to you and want to be like you one day, that it's just always going to be there.
That's true.
And I mean, kind of went on a little spill, but I mean, at the same time, I mean,
sharing. I get it.
Yeah. And plus, like, I mean, like I said, two different backgrounds, but at the same time, it's just like, still to this day, people are very surprised that me and you are friends.
I know. And I'm like, yeah, he's my best friend. And people are like, what? Like,
yeah. You know,
but it's just the reality. And I think sometimes living in that unknown and people not really, really wanting to embrace the unexpectancy just causes a lot of confusion, you know?
So yeah. And
I'm like, but who cares? Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, I was like,
one more year.
I mean, yeah, people will sit there and be like, there's no way. And then they see us interact and they're just like, really? Like, that's insane.
Yeah. And they're so shocked about it. But I'm like, I don't understand why. But I mean, I guess I get it.
Yeah. So we're about to close it up and everything. But I was just going to ask you a few more things, just simple things. Like, so ideally with your major and everything, what are your future plans?
I have no idea. I plan, I have a few,
fine.
I mean, I have a few job opportunities, I'm sure, like getting to work here at LCU, or potentially landing a job on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. And so I'm really excited about that and just the provision that that's going to bring, just to land me in the Oval Office someday, because I do want to be president of the U.S. at some point. So maybe even looking into going to law school after college. So I don't know, but the Lord was faithful. So I know he'll provide the provision to my vision. So,
yep, exactly. Excuse me. So is there any advice you'd like to give to anyone else before we wrap this up, or any from anyone? It doesn't have to just be incoming freshmen or anyone else, like anyone.
I probably would say 6 words, get a grip, get over it. And the reason that I say that is because I think that sometimes we don't tell ourselves that enough. We don't realize that it's actually not that deep, you know? And so I just definitely would say, don't be scared to go into the unknown and face it, because God will bring comfortability whenever you're uncomfortable. And so, but our deepest, you know, successes come from our deepest failures. And so I think oftentimes, like, we have to fail in order to succeed in life. And so not being scared to go into it with the failure mindset, but learning that, you know, true servanthood comes from serving like a king and ruling like a servant, you know? And so I definitely think that if you feel underqualified for anything, the Lord doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. So I think if you live in your calling, the Lord will qualify you.
Amen. Amen. See?
So,
man. Well, do you have, what's your biggest dream in life? We'll end it on that. What is the ideal dream for Robert Cantu?
My ideal dream is to own my own funeral home and to be president of the United States. So.
Well, there we go. There we go. Thank you so much, Robert, for being on my podcast. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks for having me.
Because this was definitely going to be one of those that I was like, man, people are not going to believe this collab. But I appreciate you, and thank you for your time. And so we're going to sign off now.